Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. There's the other two. All righty, next item on the agenda, prayer. Creator, we come to you again this afternoon asking for your blessing. As we go about the work of the Osage Nation Congress, give us kind hearts, strong minds to do the will of the people. We ask you to be with our servicemen and women and those that are in grief. Help us to make these decisions that are best for all of us. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Jennifer and Katie's names, full names.
I can add those in.
Jennifer White and Kathleen May. It's W-H-Y-T-E. Kathleen May, M-A-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
Otto was gone.
Did, yes, sir.
Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of September 13, 2016, as amended.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 13, 2016, as amended.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed?
That's
it. One abstention. Here's the
right.
Changes. Thank you.
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, and with much fanfare, we move to a presentation which isn't happening, so instruct that. Oh. No fanfare.
I have a question. Two questions.
Okay.
On the last page of the minutes, the WELC, the acronym, is that WELC or should it be something else?
I have no idea.
There's a three
early dying center.
I don't know if it's WELC.
I mean, minutes have already been approved.
Yeah, but.
Well, let's go
we
back.
We can still end up.
I just want to know what that means.
WELC, the acronym, is that correct?
Jaji Early Learning Center.
Oh, Early Learning Center. Early Learning.
Makes sense. Okay. I just didn't know what it meant.
That's in Wells.
I think it's Jaji Early Learning Academy.
Yeah. It's changed names.
It has.
Well, maybe it used to be Early Learning Center.
Well, this is the name that it was at the time of the audit.
Right.
So I think to stay consistent.
Okay.
All right.
My question was, what was the
It was a presentation. It was a presentation by Jennifer White. Oh. Are you talking about?
On the agenda, the presentation.
Oh, today?
Yeah,
we've been trying to get Kelly Corbin in to talk about the audits, the performance audits.
Oh, that's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they're from 2011 to 2013, so they're not much help to us today. But he will tell you that, you know, it takes that long to get back around, I think. So, all Alright, the next item on the agenda is ONCA 1693, an act to provide an appropriation to the Education Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $7,500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Dr. Shaw.
Is there a doctor in the house? Sorry, regarding the sponsorship of the education bill.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my God, you totally scared him.
Yeah.
He was
well,
like,
no, I, as soon as he heard, when I heard a voice.
He goes.
Okay. Well, Madam Chairman, I don't have any additional information to give you today. I'm present to try to assist in whatever way I can. Please tell me what that may be. But no new information has become available that I know of. Maybe better known by your committee.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't help you today.
So, as you know, we have some requests for documentation that is due on the 20th. So, we can believe that. Does that mean, is that a Tuesday or a Thursday? It should be next week.
The
20th
or the Tuesday?
Right. So, that's, so next, I'll just let you know that next.
33.
Pardon?
Your meeting's 23.
Right. And so all that information, the information that's been requested should be here on Tuesday or objected to. And so we should have information to get into some of the nuts and bolts of the education committee numbers on Tuesday. So I'm hoping that's what happens. For the purposes of today's meeting, I thought we would discuss the direct assistance. If you recall, in 2016, this committee line items some of that direct assistance. Do you guys have your FY 2016? Okay. Do you need copies? Do you need to look it up? What can I? Do you care?
For
John Maker.
Yes, we care.
I made you a little. I passed these out last meeting.
Huh?
Okay. Do you want another copy, or do you want?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll take a moment to get copies. But shall I make you a little folder? I mean, that's.
That seems to be the going way to do that now. Everybody has a nice little folder. We can keep all our stuff handy.
That's what I did, Shannon. Like I can't make 10,000 more copies every time. So.
Yeah, I think that was a great idea.
Don't choose blue. That's culture.
Okay.
Choose red.
I should have chose red or purple.
Or if you do choose blue, just give everyone a pen and they can write on the top what it's for.
Thank you.
John, this is a red folder. It's your education folder.
Okay. You look my mark. Is that what you gave?
No, this is somebody else. No, this is mine.
Does anybody else need the 2016?
This is Bill.
I've got it somewhere. I don't have it.
We're making copies.
Yes, I need a copy. I need a copy. Yes.
Projected
so come take all this stuff that goes to you every time and watch. You go like this.
Yeah, I have less.
You go. Boom.
It's in my folder.
Okay.
Education. I've got 2,000 budgets right here.
Thank you, Archie. If you need a whole punch, that's your individual responsibility, John Maker.
Okay, thank you.
I don't do whole punches.
That's not the exact answer to your question.
To discuss is the fact that in this 2017 proposed budget, we do not identify what entities are in within this budget. We did that in 2016, but we haven't done it in this bill. So,
question.
Yes.
Are these listed at the bottom of this black space? Are they not the same that we talked about in here?
We are going to talk about those when we get to that point. Right now I'm talking about this amendment.
Okay.
Now if I'm the chair, can I propose my own amendment? How does that work?
No.
Okay.
You can can entertain a motion.
All right.
From somebody else, though.
Congressman, second speaker, Otto Hamilton, would you please read the proposed amendment, or do you wanna be, would you be the sponsor of that amendment, please?
I move to, on page 3, line 134, insert the following new section, section 8, period, division composition. For the purpose of this appropriation act, the education division is comprised of the following entities. A, Division of Education. 1, Osage Nation Education Department. 2, Osage Nation Child Care. 3, Osage Nation Head Start. And 4, Ojibwe Early Learning Center. That's my motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion made by Congressman Hamilton, second by Congressman Baker. Discussion?
You say that from,
Yes, Congressman Norris.
That's on line 134, is that correct?
Page three,
line 134, correct?
Yes. Congressman Walker.
And how did you come up with these?
I looked at the information that they gave us from the org chart, I think, from last year. The latest org chart that we have.
Okay, did that change since July 18th? Because we have a letter dated July 18th that says that contained in this section of the collection of the Osage Nation annual plans, you will find those departments and programs that currently fall under the direct supervision of the Education Division. These departments' programs are as follows. Education. Got it. Community outreach, not on here. Head Start, on here. Ojibwe Early Learning Academy, on here. So you have Osage Nation Child Care, and they have community outreach.
Well, I don't think community outreach is child care.
You're saying that's the latest from the executive branch that I have on the wiki.
Okay. Mr. Fox?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is that from the program plans?
Yes.
Okay. The budget submission says child care, education partnership, education federal, Johnson O'Malley, education tribal, Head Start, and Ojibwe Early Learning Academy Administration, Early Learning, Wheeler Fairfax, same Hominy, same Plaska, same Skytown.
That's what we need.
Well, some of those are just budgets. They're not departments. So I thought we would also reference the accounting codes, because those are names of accounting codes, like accounting terms, as I understand it. So I thought we would reference the departments, and then we could also sub-reference the accounting. It's just crazy how they do this, but reference the accounting, what do they call it? Program account number. Congressman, you guys go ahead and talk between the two of you.
So if you look on the wiki under education, it has community outreach, education, then there's the education letter, which is what I just read off of, Head Start, and Ojibwe Early Learning Academy.
So I guess, is community outreach a department? I guess it is.
So it's a nice old chart. That's for learning.
Is it education community outreach?
Yeah. Their org chart reads that way too.
All right. So I think we need to, does someone have an amendment to this motion? Somebody change. Otto, do you want to make an amendment to add?
Can I ask a question before you amend?
Yes.
Have you made reference to the executive order that the chief put out that has things divided into divisions that he wants? I'm just curious. There's another reference, and I'm just letting this committee know there is another reference, because it's executive order 1604 is what I think that it is.
Correct. Could you go and elaborate a little bit, please?
He put an executive order out that that actually states and names what's in each division.
and
Yeah, I have that.
it's broken down
I have
by
that.
The divisions that he submitted to Congress.
Right. Those are actually the
programs.
Well, they're not just programs, they're budgets.
Okay.
Because
I was just wanting you to make reference
right.
to it.
Well, we were gonna make reference to those as the accounting program accounting number? Is that what you call
Program
it?
Account number.
Program account number.
I think that's a bad idea.
What was the
Okay, why is that a bad idea?
Those are just programming codes.
Okay.
I mean, those are accounting codes, is all those are. All
right. Well, then we won't do it. But there is no such thing as an education Johnson O'Malley department. It's funding that's administered through the education department.
Correct.
So you're not going to be able to identify what accounting streams go into this bill by looking at it. Maybe we don't need to, but we certainly need to know what departments are in there.
Where? I think the list that Eli read that's at the bottom of the budget, right?
Yes, sir.
I think that identifies the budgets, not departments, but the budgets
okay.
that are to be listed.
And what document is a matter of public record that's anywhere that the people can see or we can see or anybody else can see? What goes into this budget?
I don't even understand the question.
Well, in the past, what we've tried to do is, and I'm okay with just listing the departments so you know, listing these departments so you know which departments are there, but beyond that, and maybe it's just a matter of budgeting that we don't need to worry about, and maybe we could put it in the committee report and show congressional intent that we looked at these accounting codes in order to comprise this bill. But I mean, to me, we ought to have some public record of what went into this document.
Can I see that, Eli, please, just for a second?
Wait, the budget
that. Is that the Division of Education?
That's, yes.
Shannon, this
There's
is.
No child care?
I think that's what we want. If
well,
you're wanting to reference something specifically, then
these are budgets.
They are.
All right. Now I want to reference the departments that are in. I want to reference. That's what I said. We can reference this and this if you want to both.
No. Well, I was just saying to your point that that's what the committee decided they wanted to do. So did you say the public could look and know exactly what's going on? Well, I have a hard time remembering all of the programs and departments that are under each one of the. I have a hard time remembering what all programs are under departments within a division.
Well, that's true.
So I think if we list something, the following budgets contained in this division bill are comprised of the following departments and list those five.
Okay. But you're not going to know. Okay. All this says is for the purposes of this Appropriation Act, the Education Division is comprised of the following entities: Osage Nation Education Department, Osage Nation Community Outreach, Osage Nation Head Start, and Wajaji Early Learning Academy. And that tracks this. Okay?
Good.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes?
Yes.
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 Do you want to make a motion?
Who seconded it?
Oh.
Yes.
Second.
And who? I thought we did we amend it?
We did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was the vote for the amendment.
Yes.
Okay. Now
to the
yes. Now to the main motion.
Let me make sure the clerk's got the main motion.
I'm gonna hand her that.
Thank you.
Everybody understand what the motion is?
Please read. I think I read.
For purposes of this Appropriation Act, the Education Division is comprised of the following entities. Under Division of Education, Osage Nation Education Department, Osage Nation Community Outreach, Osage Nation Head Start, and Wajaji Early Learning Academy.
Okay.
fix these first. Higher education, do that.
Yes. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, if we want to reference these budgets, then we can put that in. We can reference either the executive order, or we can reference those names at the bottom in the committee report, so that that would still be a matter of public record, people can know what budgets are comprised of. Remind me and we'll consider that. All right. The next item for consideration is the fact that last year the direct assistance was, if you look at the FY 16 bill, you'll see that the direct assistance, some of it was line item in order to ensure that that those direct assistance programs were carried out. I've provided you with Mr. Cobb's information. He actually gave us a bunch of pages that look like that, which was not going to help anybody, I don't think. But at the end, he did summarize the amount of money that's been spent year to date on the items that were listed. Thank you. So, according to Mr. Cobb, and I'm sorry that it doesn't have a heading. If you want to make a heading, you can say financial report on direct assistance. Line item, and the author is Chad Cobb. And you can show today's date.
Finalist agendas for health.
9/15/16. Okay, so.
Question.
Yes.
Explain again what this is to me.
This is information from Chad Cobb. I asked him a couple of meetings ago to let us know how much had been spent in each of these individual line items for direct assistance, and he has produced that in this format as of today. So if you go back to the 2016 education bill, FY 2016, and you look at the information that's line item. Do you have one of these? You want one of these?
Somebody's
got one of those.
What's the number on it?
The number is ONCA 1661. Does anybody else need ONCA 1661? All right, we need a few more copies. Let's give her a little red folder. Anybody else need a little red folder?
Hold on. I got all kinds of crap on this. Turn it over before you start counting.
I want a big cheap tablet.
We have no big cheap tablets.
No.
And a fat pencil.
Yeah. Still have one.
Anybody else want a red folder for education? Please put your documents in your red folder and come back tomorrow with it on Tuesday. Use that P word for pair, but. Anybody else need anything for the red folder?
Please, yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Interesting comment from Congress. Interesting comment from Congresswoman Pratt that when you look at the executive order to see what the budgets are that comprise the education department, it's identified as child. There's no community outreach. Maybe they just monitor some budgets. Yes.
I believe I kind of pointed that out as well on the
budget submission from September 1, it says childcare, not community outreach.
Right. Well, you guys are both very smart, and we'll still call it community outreach, and we'll just assume that is childcare part of community outreach? Does anybody have the
answer?
Well,
see, I don't think they're the same thing.
Huh?
I don't think they're the same thing. Childcare. Who is the childcare? I can't remember who's over childcare, but Claire Wood would come over.
Right, for community outreach.
For community outreach, and she's doing something supposedly different.
Okay, who here is from the executive branch to explain this? Oh, no one. John, you have been so funny this session.
Who's that up, is he?
The record reflects that RJ Walker is not the executive branch.
He's a brand new man, it seems like.
No.
All right, John.
No, I was just joking.
It's on.
It's on, is that what you said? Take the heat off me, John. I'm ready for somebody else to take the heat off me with RJ.
So we got appropriation here starting.
Okay, well, we have no information on it. One of you guys need to leave.
Roll call.
If both of you guys need to leave, we still have a form. All right. So.
What is that vote though?
That's what they say. So, I don't know the answer to that. Can we, Mr. Potts, can we ask that you send a message to Mr. Cobb and see? And or I'll send a message to the director.
Mr. Cobb will be here in just a little bit.
Well, can't help it. This is the time the meeting was noticed. I'll be put it in writing to him and ask him how to marry the organization chart with the executive order 1604.
I can request that information.
All right.
Does the executive order, did that change the organizational chart?
Well, I can't tell you for sure, but I can tell you that there's no community outreach listed on this organizational chart, and maybe that budget's contained within something else, but I don't know.
I don't either.
If anybody's got some information otherwise. Okay, so we'll have to put that point on the back burner for another. Make a list. The budget and executive order and the org chart. Okay. Now, back to the discussion about the individual line items. This is what I talked to you guys about on Tuesday, whether we were going to do a whole separate bill, pull this out and do a whole separate bill on direct assistance. Like, the sense I got that was maybe you didn't want to do that, but at a minimum, I think we should line item these programs. Otherwise, they might disappear.
You mean line item or reference them in the bill?
Line item them in the bill like they were last year.
Direct assistance.
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So what I got from Mr. Cobb, I asked him, for example, how much have we spent on the direct entrance testing assistance program? There was $15,000 appropriated, and we've spent $7,631.21 year to date. Is there anyone here from the executive branch that wants to comment on whether additional funding is, if that $15,000 is really needed, or based on spending year to date, if a figure in between $7,600 and $15,000 would suffice? No one here. The next thing is the Sylvan Learning Center voucher. We appropriated $125,000 to date. $47,992 has been spent. Still no one here to talk to us about that. The Osage County Certified Tutor Voucher Program, $125,000 was appropriated to that. To date, $42,568 has been spent. Congressman Walker?
Is there anyone here from the executive branch that can answer how many certified tutors are out there?
No.
Is there anyone here from the legislative branch that can answer how many certified tutors are out there?
I can't.
I cannot.
Hello, do you know? You want me to put that down as a request that they give us that information? How many certified teachers are there?
Certified tutors.
Tutors, sorry. Speaker Mason?
Somewhere I received a written something in a that reflected, maybe it was last spring, but they were going to go ahead and hire people as certified tutors, even though they had not their certification, they were working on it, therefore they were being employed. But they were working towards certification.
Even if there's somebody that's working towards it, or even if somebody has the ability to tutor a child, that would be fine.
I remember that statement or somebody, and I, as a former school administrator, you didn't put anybody in it that was non-certified that's working with somebody else's children. They had to be certified. The other category was classified. And classified people don't work with children. They have to be certified.
Okay.
In Tulsa Public Schools.
Well, it's kind of, I don't understand, because this program's been around for a number of years. Been funding it. I don't understand why.
Well, we tend to use those kinds of academic terms when we're not academic. You're not in the public school system. It's not the public school. We're the system.
Right.
So you can define that how you wish, but I don't think it. You know, if you just shy away from those words, you got people who can speak, people who can work with children, adults, parents, you know, that, but not certified.
Right.
But they're doing that. But and then the other part is that, you know, I'm a firm believer when you put culture or language into an academic program or a school program, you know, you tend to lose the academic side of things. And your focus is somewhere other than academics. And when it comes to testing and so forth, I don't know if our kids want to test out. They might test out great, they can speak our language, know something about us, but when it comes to that national level of testing, I don't know how we're going to test. That's on down a lot.
Okay. The Youth Council Leadership Program called Unity. We appropriated $10,000 to that undertaking. And to date, there's been $805.08 spent. The Stolen Accommodation Award, you can see that there's $1,000 appropriated for that. And it looks like there's been $1,487.50 spent. Career Technology and Financial Assistance, $130,000. And year to date, there's been $136,956.51 spent. Other Direct Assistance, $369,963. This says $29,880.
That's what I have.
So, seems to be quite a big difference between what we appropriated and what's been spent.
Well, there's an extra number in there.
I think that's the
total. I think you're right.
So, this is the information that I've been able to receive from Mr. Cobb. I think that you have some information that he's coming over at some point. I asked him yesterday to come at this time.
I know he's coming over. I just talked to him. He'll be here for the health benefit. He's been working on that.
So, can we at least go through and make an amendment? I prefer that us go through and make an amendment and expense. Anybody interested in that motion?
I agree it's worthwhile information. I would like to know rather than, and where is the, there's not one, is there? We just have the, we just have the cover sheet for the division bill budget.
Yeah, you're gonna notice that this year, the request for direct assistance is 1,150,000 as opposed to 825,000.
How much did they spend last year? What if, is there a new initiative? What is it? If they didn't spend that much last year and they have a new initiative and we don't even know what it is, they're not gonna take the time and come tell us what it is.
So the program at the education.
Program plan.
Program plan.
I'm on it. And
we're
that
still over here. I mean, we're still on. Okay, I'll save my copy.
Does anybody have that with them?
Program plan.
Right, for
education.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it say that they're?
2015.
I thought I gave. I passed those out. Didn't I pass those out? Of course, even I don't know mine.
And their first objective is that they're going to provide educational opportunities by utilizing the natural resources from the newly acquired land.
Does it describe what they're doing?
They're going to collaborate with the Osage Nation Language and Cultural Departments to create curriculum, offer science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics, STEM youth activities, training required for staff to learn Osage culture and language projects provided by the Cultural Center.
That shouldn't cost any additional money.
Okay, there's risk and mitigation. Risk is lack of materials needed for cultural instruction. The mitigation is culture trunks used. A culture trunk is a trunk full of Osage items and could range from regalia to cookware to instruments used for singing and or hand games, etc.
That shouldn't cost any money. What's next?
How do you measure that? You track daily activity sheets, sign-in sheets, opportunities to demonstrate skills acquired through training, collect participation data, administer pre- and post-assessments during each activity to track progress. Objective 2, all Osage students enrolled in an Osage County public school will be supported by the Osage Nation Education Department. That could be maybe a reason that the budget has been, or the request for.
We've had that in the past, then. That's always been here. That's always been.
Offer STEM programs, provide daily assistance in reading, spelling, math, and meeting grade level expectations. That could be an advocate. Promote preparation for academic success by working with Johnson O'Malley. Collaborate with the Tulsa Regional STEM Alliance to develop activities for youth, Osage youth. Collaborate with the public school system to promote Osage student academic success through the 6 tribal education advocates, the academic counselor, and the tutoring programs. And we'll also work in partnership with parents, guardians, and school officials.
Light bulb just came on. Question. Anderson Elementary is in Tulsa Public Schools. It's also in Osage County. And I was director of Indian Ed for Tulsa Public. Anderson Elementary received $0 or any connection with Osage Nation. We got our Johnson O'Malley money from Creek Nation. And Anderson went in there. So as we speak currently, I wonder if Anderson Elementary, Tulsa Public Schools, is getting any kind of assistance for, and I don't know if we have any Osage kids there. It's in North Tulsa. And, but it's on the list. They're counted as one of our schools. So I'm just throwing that out there because a lot of people don't know that. And I did for a while at Anderson in Tulsa Public Schools was part of Osage. It could be Johnson O'Malley funds to them if they had kids.
That's good to know. Congressman Walker, you said 6 education advocates. And what else does it say in there in the way of staff?
Part of the definition for the Indian Education Act is to meet the culturally related academic needs of Indian students in your public school system. You get federal dollars. In the Indian Education Act, that money source comes from the Department of Education monies. And Johnson O'Malley, created in 1934, that money comes from Department of Interior monies. So money sources are different, if that makes any difference. But a lot of folks don't know that those are two different banks, if you will, that fund those programs. So, and under the Indian Education Act, you can spend your federal dollars that come into your school system for language and culture.
Well, that's good to know. I wonder if we're doing that.
We're not.
Wonder why not?
So the parent committees at your local school district to say, we want language and culture in the high school public schools. We're paying for a tutor to come in here and use your money for that.
Okay.
Good. That's up to your... No, but
somebody
in the education department should be able to work with your parent committees. You've got to have strong parent committees to get these things done. Anyway, I've got you off the
edge. No, I think that's a really good point, Speakerman, and I just wonder if we're doing that. And if we're not, to me, that's a performance measure. Somebody that is in charge of Johnson O'Malley needs to be working with the parent committees and let them know what is available to them.
I know the Pawhuska Johnson O'Malley parent committee, they've changed how they spend the funds in the last year or two.
Because of all of Indian Education, NIEA meetings I've gone to, the most critical part of those meetings was that so many districts in Johnson O'Malley provide paper, pencils, da 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 da, and then kids will like give them a new backpack and spend all your money and that's it.
Right.
They do know we have a, just for Pawhuska JOM, they do meet, and they do have someone from education there involved, but I don't know how far in depth. I think she's more there to determine what they can and can't do, but it's still up to the parent committee to vote on those initiatives.
It's over many years, and I still have never found out how to measure culture.
School supplies.
Big chief tablet and
basketball shoes.
Nike.
Which is cool.
Okay, did you get the answer to the 6 education advocates and what?
6 tribal education advocates, the academic counselor, and the tutoring programs. They'll partner with parents, guardians, and school officials.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out who. What positions belong in this division. So I've at least identified 6 tribal education advocates. Does anybody know whether those are contracted or part of full-time employees?
I do not.
I do not.
All right. So I don't think we can do much else today. I'm really hoping that Tuesday becomes a day where we can really work hard, although I would ask if somebody would make a motion to list these programs in the bill.
I have a question before your motion. Did we ever get, I don't recall anything, but did we ever get an explanation of what other direct assistance is? Last year's budget? Last year's school.
Nope. I've written it down.
That's a lot of money. That's been 2016 budget.
There's also one here, objective 3.
Yes.
Third objective is the Education Department will provide higher education opportunities for Osage High School graduates or equivalent through the ACT / SAT prep and testing assistance, career training, certification and licensure, college entrance assistance program, scholarship and internship programs in the higher education, estate scholarship opportunities.
Okay.
How do you do it?
A measurable is track student progress in GPA, track eligible students enrolled in the school support program, collect data using sign-in sheets for meetings and workshops conducted, provide events for parents and students to discuss, and access services available.
Does anyone ever ask a student if they want to go to college?
Well, the school counselor does.
So many counselors I know of, and I used to be one in the school system, they go bait in front of the Indian kids. So, boy, you can go to school free charge. You can go to Haskell, you can go to Fort Lewis, and get all these scholarships. Next, please. And, you know, the other kinds of scholarships that are out there, are we off the air?
No, we're on the air.
That's all we can say.
We're being recorded. We're not on the air.
Okay. Good point. Archie, do you want to say something on the record, on the recording?
I do not.
All right. Okay, again, anybody besides me want to interline these so that we can track this? Because obviously there's a lot of money that we have in here that hasn't been spent this year, and that was the only way to track it was by putting these lines in here.
But we didn't put it in the division bill.
We did. Later.
Last time.
Last year.
Was a supplemental?
No, it was in there from the very beginning. Because the committee did it.
Yeah.
So
I'm cool with that.
You want to read those lines?
I'll just hand you this.
There you go.
So the motion is to.
It's page 3, line 128.
Starting on page 3, line 128, under direct assistance, include the following: college entrance testing assistance program, nationwide Sylvan Learning Center voucher, Osage County certified tutor voucher program, youth council leadership program, Unity, summer youth Osage Nation employment, STOL and commendation awards, career technology financial assistance, and what about other direct assistance? Do you guys want that in there as well?
Yeah.
And other direct assistance.
Second. We have a motion by Congressman Walker and a second by Congressman Hamill. Second speaker, Congressman Hamilton. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All right, I've written down for the next meeting that we want to know about the discrepancy in the budget and the executive order. The budget's listed in the executive order and the organization chart, namely the community outreach and the fact that it says child care on one. I have a question of how many certified teachers there are currently in the Osage or the certified teacher program, tutor program, sorry. And a report from each, we want a report from each parent committee on the activities and initiatives of those parent committees, or from the education department via those parent committees.
They have JOM coordinator.
All right. Report from JOM coordinator on the activities of each of the parent committees. Then I have delineation of what other direct assistance is. And explain spending or the lack thereof for the initiatives that we have listed.
Okay.
based on the information that Mr. Cobb gave us. Anything else? Yes?
Yeah, I just didn't want to point out in the financials, it does have program 110, 111, or 112 as community outreach programs, and they are associated with childcare. Childcare development block grant and equality and outreach tribal.
All right, we'll see if that maybe there's a good explanation. And that goes with the other information that we've already requested. Does anybody else have anything that they want to talk about today in this committee? I think that's all we can do today.
What's your next meeting schedule?
It's Tuesday, and Tuesday's the day where all the information is supposed to come. So as I get it, if it's not too voluminous, I'll send it out via email for printing and placement in your red binder or your red folder, if that's what you want.
Well, I would just comment.
Yes.
May that this division and the programs and budgets that fall within it, this is doable in the next week and a half.
I agree.
So I'm not as concerned. I'm not saying that we need to drag our feet and take our time, but we can get through this and figure out, at least within reason, based on the information that we end up with, an appropriation amount.
I agree. I'm not sweating this. I think we're going to get this done. Okay, does anybody else need anything else for today? If not, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion by Speaker Mason, second by Second Speaker Hamilton. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?